minutes gone past the 5 o'clock hour, and this is Balogun and Broad on Hard Facts 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anakun. I did tell you on the other side of the clock that when we get to this side of the clock, we're going to be talking about Nigeria's economic team and the task that's ahead of them. Because we all know, obviously, especially from some of the big stories for today, we're looking at the fact that Nigeria, the cost of living in the country is rising higher and higher. And there's that saying that when things go, the prices of things go up in Nigeria, they never come down. But I'm really hoping that we are able to trump that saying as we go forward. But then many people have queried the people who are in this tripartite committee that Mr. President has put together to deal with the economic problems that we have in the country. But my guest is going to be helping us, walking us through the gentlemen that make up that team and what he thinks or how he thinks they can be able to deliver us to Uhuru. I will be introducing my guest in a bit, but I'd like to give you some background to my guest, who he is and what he does, because it's an interesting aspect of today's conversation. My guest is a big fan of Nigeria Info, by the way, a very big listener of Nigeria Info.
Always.
Yes, I remember when I tried to get him on this show, he was very, very, very excited to be on the show. And I know that he has what it takes to deliver on this conversation. So let me introduce my guest to you. His name is Aki Fatunke. Yes. He's the CEO of Chronicler and Associates. He's the managing partner of Aki Fatunke, and he's also and they are chartered accountants. So riddle me, are you a lawyer and an accountant?
I am a mediator.
Oh.
And you know what the job of a mediator does?
And I do, I have an idea.
A bit of accounting, a bit of broadcasting, a bit of humanists, a bit of philanthropists, a bit of a politician.
Too many feathers in your hat.
At the end of the day, a jolly good fellow. But actually, I'm a chartered accountant, not a lawyer.
Ah, lovely. Well, it's good to have you join us in the studio.
Thank you so
much. But before we set off this conversation, we have some information for you quickly. All right, let's talk about the economy and the tripartite advisory committee that Mr. President has put together. For those of you who do not know, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu has set up a tripartite economic advisory committee in what he described as part of his efforts in stabilizing Nigeria's economy. The committee, which comprised representatives of the federal and state governments as well as organized private sector, was assembled and announced by the president during a meeting he held with critical stakeholders during a meeting at the State House in Abuja. The president said, and I quote, "We're doing what we can to do right and bring life back to the economy. Like I said many times, the people of this country are only the people we have to please, and we are much concerned, from students to mothers and fathers, farmers and traders." I'll leave it at that. My guest again is Mr. Fatunke, I'm so glad that you are joining us in the studio live. Let's start by looking at the people who make up this team. Aside from the politicians, we have the Dangotes of this world. We have Tony Lumelu, and we have the Otedolas, we have the BUA guy, the Mr. Rabiu, and several other people. And this has raised eyebrows because many people are asking, because you're a CEO or because you run a business conglomerate, does it make you an authority in economic matters or economic issues?
Not necessary, Marianne. And again, not exclusive. For you to be a CEO, you have gone through the ranks. You've ticked the boxes. So the idea is there are about 13 of them.
Yes.
They have come, they have seen, they have conquered, they have failed. They are like helmet the gown kind of relationship, you know. So we are the policymakers, we churn out the policies as politicians. And then, of course, it hits us in the organized private sector. either below the belt or naturally because you cannot be an angel. Mm. There will always be lacunas, like lawyers will put it.
Mm.
And so these people are the hands-on that have tried their hands in business, that mm-hmm. has gone for more than 5, 6, 10, 15 and ongoing years,
mm-hmm.
very much aligned with what is happening in the democracies we pretend sometimes we try to want to practice. And these are Nigerians, okay, similar like Nigerians that are doing fantastically well. Let me borrow the political cliche there. Fantastically well outside this country. And they have at their beck and call, or what you call the back end, technocrats who have been able to look at all the areas that you can think of in factor endowment, mm-hmm. capital, human relations, governance, just name it. So my take for it will be, one, there are a few safety nets, you know. One of those safety nets, in my honest opinion, is that they are tenured in the first instance 1 year, like a football team.
Mm.
And you know, you have your bench strength.
Mm.
If you are not performing optimal within 1 year, people will learn from your call it mistakes or your incapacities.
Mm.
And then you get that back on. For me, I would say here, no venture gain, no venture lost. And wine is measured by wine poured forth sometimes, not necessarily wine drunk. I am prepared to give them a good chance to perform, knowing fully well that they have been compartmentalized, you know, the emergency game. And if I were to be one of the 13, one of the few things I'm going to be asking myself is, am I going to be a talk shop? And do I have legislative backing in terms of whatever it is that I am going to be giving out? Do I have a very strong leader?
Mm.
I'm not a ruler now. A very strong leader who will be able to stand by some of the prescriptions I'm going to be giving. So far, I've seen that there is a political will to want to do that. They are going to go from being advisory to a quasi decision making. I like that. The second thing, Miriam, before I put that up, I think it's very, very important.
Mm.
I know private sector practitioners, well-honed, who look at Mr. President or whoever and say, sorry, I'm not going to be a part of this now. Not from the political mm-hmm. angle, but from the fact that we don't see some kind of seriousness. We get into that.
Mm.
And that will be the only area where, were I to be one of them, I will turn down until I see, when I turn some of the pages, the kind of seriousness that I expect to see. He was frank. Mr. President said he was going to continue where his immediate predecessor stopped. And we've been in fits and starts. We've not had the political will. Maybe said in other words that we are in quagmire
mm-hmm.
in all facets of the 17 SDG goals. We are virtually in red, and Nigeria is going bankrupt. And so, if you are calling
going
me,
or we are bankrupt,
well, let's
we're almost there.
Let's be politically correct. You are still there. I'm still here. You know, and but on a very serious note, we are fast accelerating towards total bankruptcy. And if he has not said that clearly, by what these steps that he has taken, he's now said, well, yes.
Let's fire on the mountain.
I think, not just on the mountain, in the valleys. Where do you want to run to? The point, therefore, is we are for the common man. We have not done well look at my lips as a communicator. I tell you, we haven't done well. There have been arrests here and there. Yeah, I mean, we are not united. We are not looking at the same vision as a country. We keep on lying to ourselves. And the more we lie to ourselves, the more we be in a quagmire. And what would you do when you're in a quagmire? You sink. So this is saying, I raise my hand, like Doyle Akinwunmi, you know, suggested to us. We've made mistakes. Now we are ready. We are ready to say we don't have all the brains, but we need the private sector to come in, help us kickstart now, okay? A dead horse, a dead cat, kickstart, and then we begin to get into winning ways again. So there is hope. There could be hope at the end of the tunnel.
The major issue that pundits have been continuously fingering is the fact that these people own businesses. Whatever they're going to be prescribing to the president and the federal government obviously would be one that would, one way or the other, benefit their businesses first. Because, of course, you're not going to cut off your nose to spite your face in a bid to try to be a good Samaritan, in quote. So what's the guarantee that these people will not be looking out for themselves, just like the average politician in this case?
Again, there is character. I've just spoken about competence and I've spoken about capacity, which I think they should have. And then the consciousness to have the human earth. The most important in DC factor will be character. Many of these people, and you are right, I mean, there's no art by which you see the mind's construction in the face. Shakespeare said that clearly. They know that legacy is involved here. Secondly, they also know as individuals, they don't have a second term. We get back to the issue of second term in the political terrain to get this off the ground. They also know that, wait a minute, of 200 million plus, okay, I mean, people with their type of education, type of exposure, it's like wearing the national shirts to play for the national team. It's a thing of pride. Yes, it is true that you might want to begin to be prependal, that is, put things to your side. There are a few checks and balances we have in here. You are not the only one that knows it all. And my expectation is that when you see something, you say something. So, Marianne, you and I are part of the team, and I just see for most of the time, okay, maybe it should be me. I doze off most of the time. No, that is not helpful. You say that it's not your business. No, it is your business. And then I suddenly wake up and then pull you back. And I say, look, I'm sorry. We need to put you right in here. If you begin to do things that will continue to want to benefit you, it will show, it will be very glaring. In fact, the NGOs will say it pure and clear. In the private sector, we have CEOs that have been appointed. We have spans of authority. We have clear vision. We have clear mission. We have clear values. We face the shareholders. So the Nigerian stakeholders are the shareholders. And if you are not doing it well, so you are not doing well. What would be your business as a governor? Being there, I have no problem with that.
I mean, Charles Soludo is there. What a lot of people have also questioned why he's there.
As a governor, and you are not paying minimum wage, even the enhanced minimum wage, I mean, you look out of place. What would be your role as the headmaster that I believe Dr. Cardoso is? Aggressive monetary policies. And somebody talks him and say, hey, wait a minute, I'm having a few distortions in the rates that I have in customs. And I've had this same Cardoso says, look, we are not cast in stone. We are open to adjustments. Such adjustments will continue to be done. And the vast majority of these other people are politicians, like I said.
Exactly. And they outnumber these guys. So who's to say that vested interests will not see this team crumbling like a pack of cards in no time? Or maybe some people resigning from the team?
At the risk of sounding fatalistic, and at the stage that I have reached in Nigeria, this will be our last chance.
Wow.
I also believe that the politicians, yes, they learn nothing, that they were wounds of us, and they've forgotten nothing, absolutely no doubt. But they know that this may be the very last chance that they have to keep this edifice that we lie to ourselves about Nigeria going. And whether you are in the mainstream or you are in the opposition, we all know that this country has to work for the better future. Whether we are going to restructure it or not going to restructure it, notwithstanding, I get back. In the private sector, we come and operate for 100 years, for 50 years, going to 150 years in this same country, because we have governance codes, because we have rules of engagement, we have clear-cut directions we should follow, we have clear division of responsibility. Power is not stored in the executive president alone, which is exactly what I'm seeing here. Mm-hmm. Obasanjo, at his time, they tried a few of these and said, well, whatever it is that you are going to be giving me, I'm not bound to want to follow. Now that has to change. And I see the direction of this changing. Changing in the sense that the president has no constitutional powers to interfere in subnational levels, mm-hmm. but keeps on pleading with them. He keeps on saying, please, you need to do this. Now that you have additional education, please do what is needful and what is necessary. So that legacy will make me and the character I bestow, my name and my reputation, to be at stake. I do not see from the life of me an Otedola as an example, a Tony Elumelu as another example, or a Dangote or a BUA that will just say, because I want to cut corners to guide and protect my own interests, I will allow my reputation to just go down. It's happened before.
So you're saying that you are standing in the gap for these guys. You're saying you, because of reputation, for reputation's sake, because of the name that they've made, you're trusting that they will deliver.
Not just because of the names they made, the losses that they've also incurred. The rich also cry. Along the line, they know so many opportunities they've missed. It's not just a matter of being a Forbes richest that we're talking about. These people have constituencies. These people also know that their livelihood of continuing in the immediate future is dependent on prosperity for all. And if that is not there, well, within 1 year, you are out. Pure and simple. And then we put other people that will be able to do the kind of bidding and that we expect. Am I placing 100% hope? That's the only thing I have. I just told you from the onset that now we are down the hill, and I still hope that the only thing for me to do at this point is to stop marching on the march, cry out, look for help, seek those help, adopt them, look for very good people. It's the reason why we are doing relatively well in sports. The buck stops on the president's table. I hope we get to talk about the fact that what these guys are supposed to be doing, what I expect them to do, what I know they have done.
Yeah.
And if I don't begin to see early wins in terms
exactly.
of what they need to do.
In 1 minute, 50 then, seconds, yeah. Because you mentioned it at the beginning that you have concerns. What are those concerns? Quickly, we have 1 minute, 48 seconds.
My first concern is to accept the truth. Marianne, I am a product of a David going out there against all odds to face the Goliath.
Mm.
and telling the whole world that you are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I expect within 1 year is for these gentlemen and ladies to look at Mr. President, especially Mr. President, in the face and tell him that he has to tell the truth at all times. Okay, it is not about politics. It's not about second term.
Mm.
I said I was going to talk about that. It's about the legacy of putting in something. Within a space of 8 years, you might either be alive or not alive. But the yearnings for growth and inclusiveness, which I am beginning to see, should move away from rhetorics to clear visioning, to clear measurement, to clear governance. So the first truth is, I will say, and which is a challenge, I will just have to agree on that. Mr. President, I think we started feasting
too early
before fasting. That's Bishop Matthew Cooker. Yeah, we started feasting before
fasting. We have to go on a break.
We have to change that direction.
Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Fatunke here in the studio with us on Balogun and Broad. We'll be right back after this break, and you can call after that. Welcome back. It's still Balogun and Broad, and we're talking about the economy because it's a hot topic. It's not something we can, push to the back burner any longer. It's affecting every single one of us. Now, every single one, poor, rich, middle class, if there be any, we're all feeling the pinch. But still talking about that, we have some information for you.
Coming from Access Bank, book your flight tickets in Access More app and get 20,000 naira for shopping, valid from March 27th till April 10th. T&Cs apply.
All right, my guest is still in the studio, but I want to open up the phone lines because I see the phone lines are already lighting up. People have questions. People have concerns about the economy. How long shall we wait for this team to be able to get their acts together and deliver? Will they even be able to deliver? These are the questions. And if they do come up with the right answers or the right strategies, will the politicians let it fly? My guest is Akin Fatunke, and he has been talking to us about his concerns, the hopes that he has for this team, and of course, where we ought to be as a country. So, well, the phone lines are open. Before I let him conclude on his thoughts, the phone lines are open, 0201-465-7190. That's 0201-465-7190. Mr. Fatunke, you were saying something about your concerns. Yeah.
Yes, and say the truth to Mr. President and cut your coat according to your cloth. The constitutional role that your wife is playing goes against this present constitution.
There is no constitutional role, sir.
Well,
there is no
pretending, you know, it's not there. Your son, your daughter should not be with you in Aso Rock. And then, of course, through your influence, speak to the National Assembly, pull back some of the things that, you've taken that should not be taken. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, keep on, please, talking to the state governors. They have a lot to, all their priorities going to build mansions when they are not making enough internal regeneration efforts should not be. And my dear Marianne, the big elephant in the room, that Nigeria is not working, our constitution is not working for us, and Nigeria cannot be non-negotiable. We can negotiate it smiling across the table and begin to see ourselves doing good things so that productivity can be enhanced to support what the central bank governor, Dr. Yemi Kadoso, is doing. How many ministries do you have? We don't need so many people in this kitchen. You don't have to constrict yourself to the 36, or is it 36 plus federal capital territory? And with limited number, we can work effectively by being efficient. That will help us reduce priorities, food, electricity scam that we are having now. I just say there is shortage of electricity. Let's clean the whole thing.
I like how you put it, electricity scam.
And let's get back. let's get back to winning ways. Food security. I've just told you about the element of the dollar, the supply side. Mm-hmm. You know, Yellen, the CBN governor, said that, look, when you have growth and make it very inclusive with the Infrastructure Development Fund, I like to see how we can do it. And you have guys here who should be able to do it. Cannot do it. So many people on the bench that can come in and helped to do it and get us back into winning ways.
Okay.
Those are the things that I will be telling Mr. President and my fellow team. And if they do not align, I'll ship out.
All right. We're live. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. We're live on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can join the conversation on WhatsApp. You can join the conversation on Twitter. That's X. Use the hashtag Hard Facts. Do you have questions, comments on how this tripartite economic team or committee is going to carry out their responsibility? Do you have fears or do you trust that because we have these big names and because we have a repertoire of sorts from their businesses, something that we can a reference point? Maybe we should just hold out a bit of hope. Well, join the conversation. You have 60 seconds. Go straight to the point. Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello. Yes, good evening.
Good evening. And, yes.
Okay, here is our bio on the line.
Hi, bio.
Yeah, bio, yeah. Well, I think for me, I have reservations, okay, for these 10 people.
Okay.
And a little disagreement I have with your guest, probably maybe he's just being diplomatic about, I mean, many of it. It's not that I don't want to be Thomas that maybe we don't have confidence in these people, but the point is just that what Mr. President has done is like putting a cat, you know, in charge of meat. Do you understand? We know that, I mean, talking about saying, okay, if the wellness of Nigeria probably will affect their conglomerate and all that. Of course, many of these people, let me say this, many of these people, I mean, are who they are now through the cadre of the rottenness of, I mean, backlog rottenness of Nigerian economy. If things were supposed to go the way it's supposed to go, many of them would have been seen on the surface of the hope, on the surface of where they are now. So, and that is where my concern lies.
Okay.
So look, what are we talking about?
In closing.
In closing, my take is that it's until or unless this guy have some sense of intentionality, commitment, and I mean, true dedication to what is it. Where we are going is not too far, but how to get there is the problem.
Thank you very much, Bayo, for calling. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello, good evening, Marian.
Good evening. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Bayo. Ayo.
From Bayo to Ayo. Okay, go ahead.
on the topic, I don't have faith in this so-called tripartite economic team.
Why?
Because of the composition. The billionaires like Dangote, Rabiu, or Tedola, they are the predators in the economy. There is no way a capitalist can develop the economy of a country. They are predators. That's where they make their money. And you are not putting them in charge. So this so-called team, the other time that we were discussing it, I said the same thing. And I happen to have known and worked with about two of them. These people are predators. They are not going to help the economy. They are not going to help Nigeria.
Okay. All right.
Two things that Nigeria can do, that the president can do, is the business environment. Make it easy for people for business to try.
Okay. All right. I have to let you go because we need to take other calls, okay? But thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. 60 seconds is all you have. Hello. I'm so sorry about that. 0201-465-7190. Someone here says, I'm AA from Abuja. Everybody seems to be a defendant of a majority of the downtrodden while standing on the real of the political powers. But as soon as they find themselves in the corridor of political and economic powers, their philosophy of defending the less privileged automatically becomes ultimately that of self-preservation as against the collective preservation. And he's going to buttress Ayo's point as...
I can understand that, and I can understand the NOA that we have all gotten into. But I still say, just mention a non-known name, just like you have just read out there, a guest there. And I would say, when he gets to the table, he dare not talk. And then you are not going to go and import angels. My premise is that these gentlemen and gentle ladies have been proven. Mm-hmm. They've been tested. You do not have trust that they will be able to deliver. They will deliver to their own pocket. We'll wait and see. And that's why they are, like I said, they are tenured. We have to continue. The same Nigerians have gone out of this country and they are doing well. And you, all of us, are praising them. So what is it about the water we drink in here? if we get the governance right, mm-hmm. if we get the vision very correct, we get the mission, and we apply the right values, I still insist that we will work with what we have and do what is needful,
okay,
pure and simple.
All right. Hello. Welcome to Balogun and Broad.
Good evening, Miriam Okun.
Good evening.
My name is James. I'm calling from Ikeja.
James, you have 60 seconds. Go ahead, please.
This is your guest. Now, Ogbonge. I'm going to start from the last thing he said now. He said that if you have the values and you have the right this, who has helped in creating the current values that we have now that is so completely destructive of everything that we have? Is it not this same group of men? He says we should wait and see. We've been waiting and seeing for the last 30, 40, 60 years. We should wait and see again.
60 years?
Yeah, please, let me finish. I only have 60 seconds, please. Miriam, I'm not even blaming the people who are on the economic whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blaming the Nigerians who are looking at those who are on the... The man who appointed them, what is his antecedents? Can you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 6? He has been in charge of this Lagos economy for... How many years now? Considering what Lagos makes as IGR and considering what has been done in Lagos,
okay.
Are they commensurate? I beg you, don't let nobody come on radio and start talking something that is not their take.
Okay. All right. Nigerians are obviously angry. Hello. Welcome to Balogun and Broad.
Hello. Good evening, Maryam Baby Oko.
Good evening.
Yes. My name is Godwin.
Godwin, go ahead.
Lafayette. Yes. Your guest has well spoken. It's just that I discovered that he's trying to use to be romantic about the truth that needs to be spoken. Yeah, let's look at it from this angle. Dangote, who is a non-capitalist in this country, how much is a bag of cement currently in Nigeria? The cement that is being produced in Nigeria. And how much is it in Benin Republic and other neighboring countries? The fuel that we are talking now, who are the people that is really in charge of the deal? Whereby the increment and whatever that we have currently, who are the engineers? Who are the benefactors of those fuel, whatever? But the Nigeria, these people, do they have this feeling?
In conclusion, you have 5 seconds.
In conclusion, I do not say Dangote, Todola, and a lot of them who doesn't have the feeling of Nigeria to do anything good for Nigeria rather than to do and serve their principal.
Okay, all right. I have to let you go, but thank you very much for calling. Hello.
Hello, good evening, Marian.
Friday, you have 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to ask a question. The Dangote and the trader, are they in this team? Are they doing the job for free?
Okay, you want my guest to answer that question?
Yes, if they are doing the job for free.
Are they doing the
job? When the team is set up like this, they will collect allowance and all the rest.
So you know then?
Then, why is it that you are putting... some people who are even richer than the country in the economic team. A woman will sell granite at the bus stop at Ijanova. All this area boy will come and collect money from her on daily basis. Is it the Dangote? Does he know anything about all those people who are selling at the bus stop? The poor people in the country, what do they know about them? that you put them in the, an economy team. This is just a waste of money and a waste of resources. Thank you.
All right, Friday. Thank you very much. Interesting.
Hello. Very, very interesting. I can see the angst, and they have a right to be angry.
Mm-hmm.
But like MQ Abiola said, when you have a headache, it's not by cutting off the head. And we need to be very, very, very careful. And I'm not romancing anything. These players in the private sector, they can't be perfect. You want us to go and bring a guru seller? You want us to bring who? You see, it's not just for us to.
But there are people who would argue that, look, we have people. We have people who are not necessarily capitalist. We have experts. I mean, Obasanjo brought Okonjo Iweala.
Obasanjo brought Okonjo Iweala. Bola Tinubu brought Dr. Yemi Cardoso.
Well, that's
so,
one person.
Okay.
We're talking about an economic team, because what the president is doing, we already know that there is a normal economic team that's headed by the vice president. This tripartite committee. I mean, where's the AFDB bank president? Is there anything wrong with bringing back the person who helped us to get our loans forgiven back, to see if we can help change the situation? I'm not even saying that she has to be the principal, but we have Nigerians who are doing well in terms of the economy, or, you know, these kinds of things in different parts of the world. Why does it have to be these capitalists?
There are other 39 apart from 13, even though we are looking at 13.
They stick out like a sore thumb.
Well, they stick out like a sore thumb. Do you have anything? I don't know. I mean, one has to be very, very careful here.
Mm.
So you are calling them names. You are saying they have done things. Don't we have laws that will have taken care of them? We can't sit on radio and just begin to point fingers. It is not fair. Look, if you believe that this team is not going to deliver, they have 1 year. So am I asking that we should give them one month? What's romantic about that? I really don't get it. It is not for us. I know we are angry. I know things have gone very, very bad. But I just believe that there's still a strand of hope that can happen in this country. We never knew, going back to using sports as an example, in 1994 and the Atlanta, we never even gave them a chance. But somehow these same Nigerians are doing things differently. We can't be so pessimistic.
Okay.
In a way that, because we hear Otedola, because we hear, no, come on. There will always be a chance for some of our listeners. You can get there. You can. So it's not by just pointing fingers and saying that one is being diplomatically. Okay, come on. These are people, they are proving in their field, and we will put the fire on their feet. That is how it is done.
Okay. Well, I have just 1 minute before we wrap up the conversation. So let me read a message. I can't take calls anymore. I'm so sorry, guys. Someone says, I don't believe in the billionaire inclusion. Why? Because they are the products of the current economic mess that we find ourselves in. We have a governor who owns a vessel, a depot, and yet PMS price is still...